Good morning, good morning, good morning. My name is Tyler Summers, and we are excited to have you here for Youth Sunday. We hope this will be a special service for you. Our entire group has been praying that all of us would hear God speak directly to us in a special way. We would like to find out who is in worship today. There are worship pads on each pew, and we would like for everyone to sign it so that we know you were here. Members, please write your name, let us know about any contact information which has changed, and then check the boxes which apply. Guest, please write your name, contact information, age, and then check the boxes which apply to you as well. Once you are done with the pad, pass it down so everyone can sign. When it reaches the end, please send it back down the pew so that our ushers can pick these up at the end of the worship. There are several things printed in our bulletin. We will have a special musical presented by the children tonight. The fun starts at 5 p.m. in Smith Hall. Please come support our kids as they teach us and put a smile on our face. Our quarterly church business conference is this Wednesday evening. We would like to say a special welcome to our guests today. We have ushers coming down the aisles now. If you are a guest this morning, we would like to give you information about our church. We ask any guests to raise your hand, and our ushers will give you a packet of information. This packet tells you who we are and several things that we do. We hope that this worship service will be especially meaningful for you. Thank you for coming.
Our debts as we forgive. morning. Thank you for coming this morning. This morning I will be reading from Psalm 118. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Let Israel say, his love endures forever. Let the house of Aaron say, his love endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord say, his love endures forever. When hard presses, I cried to the Lord. He brought me into a spacious place. The Lord is with me. I will not be afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? Open for me the gates of the righteous. I will enter and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord through which the righteous may enter. I will give you thanks, for you answered me. You have become my salvation. The stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. You are my God, and I will praise you. And you are my God, and I will exalt you. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Will you pray with me? God, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for giving the youth the opportunity to lead us in worship today. We pray that you will be with us as we lead in worship, and we pray that we will help speak to other people and make a difference in other people's lives. God, we pray that that you are with everyone this week, and that we have a good week coming for us. We know that you love us, and that we exalt your name. And in Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
It's good to see everybody this morning. How are we feeling? God's good, right? All the time. Well, there's a song we like to sing in the 9 o'clock and the 11 o'clock services. Well, we're going to do that this morning, and you've got a couple of different options. What are the words? These are some songs maybe I don't know. There's a bulletin. Inside the bulletin, there's an insert. It's got the words. If you like, there's also the screen, and you probably know a lot of these songs. But we want you to worship with us. This is about God. This is not about the youth. Oh, don't they look cute? That's not what we're here for. We are here to honor God in everything we say and do, and we have been praying that God would be honored. We have been praying that he would speak through us, and we know that it's better as one day in front of God than 1,000 elsewhere, and that's exactly what this song we're going to sing. So why don't you stand and sing with us?
Elsewhere. My heart and flesh cry out for you, the living God. Your spirit's a water for my soul. I've tasted and I've seen. Come once again to me. I will draw near to you. I will draw near to you. To you. Better is one day in your courts. Better is one day in your house. Better is one day in your courts than a thousand elsewhere. Better is one day in your courts. Better is one day in your house. Better is one day in your courts than a thousand elsewhere. Better is one day in your courts. Better is one day in your house. Better is one day in your courts than a thousand elsewhere. Better is one day in your courts. Better is one day in your house. Better is one day in your courts than a thousand elsewhere.
Y'all take a seat. All the kids down. Everybody's here.
Okay. Sorry. Okay. So, is everybody doing good today? Yeah. I'm Erica Nicholson, for y'all who do not know me or those who have not coached from basketball. Has anybody heard of Micah before? Yeah. So you have? Okay. Well, in the Bible, he's a prophet, and a prophet is God's voice to the people. And back in the olden days, like way back when, they brought offerings to God. Wheat, barley. Have you ever heard of those things? Used them? Has your mom made them in cooking? Anything like that? So people came up to Micah and was like, what is it enough to bring one basket or two baskets? And Micah was like, God already has the world. He already has enough of those things. And what he really wants from us is three things. The first thing is to act justly, which is to be fair to everyone. So say you are at a friend's house and y'all are playing a game. And your friend says, for me to win, I get 10 points. But for you to win, you have to get 100 points. Does that sound fair to y'all?
No.
No? Neither does it to me. So to act justly, you have to be kind, or to be fair to everyone, to have the same rules for everyone. The second thing God wants us to do is to love mercy. Does anybody know what mercy is? Can they explain it to me? It's a big word. Gotta pull out the dictionary. Mercy is to be kind to everyone. No matter if your mom's looking, no matter if your friend's looking, to always be kind. And is there a time where you've been kind to someone or someone's been kind to you recently? Can anybody tell me a situation?
They helped you up when you
fell. Very
down.
Sweet. That's exactly right. It's very, very kind. The third thing God wants us to do is to be close to him and to walk with him daily. Yes? Yeah?
Something oh. Something happened to your foot and you got stabbed?
That's not good.
He stole, not stabbed.
And it's nice. Stubbed. That's good. That's different than being stabbed.
Yeah. So did your friend help you? Okay.
So it's nice when you have people, when maybe you hurt yourself or you fall down, they pick you up. That's a kind thing for them to do, right? That's what God wants for us. Okay, good.
He wants us to help other people. And so the third thing he wants us to do is to be close to him every day. God walks with us every day and loves us every day. And so he wants us to be humble. Does anybody know what humble means?
Oh, that's a big word.
Big word. It's like mercy. pull up the
picture.
Humble.
Does anybody know what humble means?
It's not tumble.
Not tumble, not gymnastics. What is humble?
Humble.
Sometimes humble is like when you want to go first, but your friend wants to go first, you put, let them be the line leader. You let them go first. You put somebody else before what you want to do. That's what humble is, okay?
So has anybody done that recently at all? Yeah, Hunter. Would you like to share?
No. No sharing.
No, okay. Well, let's all repeat after me, congregation included, so we can all memorize this. So, act justly.
Act justly.
Love mercy.
Love mercy.
Walk humbly with God.
Walk humbly with God.
Okay, so now we're going to pray.
Let's pray. God, thank you so much for that message for us to put you first in everything we do. Thank you for these children. Thank you for these youth. Thank you for this congregation that always seeks to put you first. Help us to do that daily in Jesus' name.
Now when he saw the crowds, he went up on a mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him, and he began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. You are the salt of this earth, but if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled on by men. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand and give it light, so that everyone in the house can see it. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven."
Many times we take for granted the fact that we can come in here freely, when around the world there are people, believers in Christ, who have to hide from authorities, have to sneak around in churches, underground, hidden, where they read scripture by whispering. They sing songs by whispering. How thankful we are to serve a God who has not left them, nor has he left us. The next song that we're going to do is called Grace Like Rain. It's an adaptation of Amazing Grace. Powerful song. We invite you to stand and sing with us.
Amazing grace, how sweet. stains washed away.
Pray with me. Dear God, thank you so much for allowing us to be here today. Thank you so much for giving us this day to live and breathe and rejoice in you. Thank you for just giving us all the things you've given us, like strength and talent to be able to put on Youth Sunday. And God, just bless every person in this room now that they receive a very important message and that we are able to deliver this important message and just teach everyone how truly graceful you are. In your name we pray, Jesus. Amen.
Before I start the day,
Those kids today were crazy.
Yeah, I'm glad they went to bed.
Do you guys remember all of our crazy stories from Canoga?
Yes, when we tried to hang on the rafters.
And look over into the counselor rooms.
Even though they were always having fun and they weren't there.
I love the lake, though.
Ew, it was so gross. We always turned green.
Trey pushed me in multiple times. It was really cold.
But I love the shower races.
Oh, yeah.
We always won, obviously.
Because yeah. Lizzie took so long.
That's still a win. It doesn't matter.
And then the dinner. They'd serve us the same thing all weekend. Remember that time we had pork 3 times in 24 hours?
Oh, too much pork. Hey, at least Piggy's was good.
Yeah, and all of us hung off the lion statues.
I still do that. What are you talking
about? That's true.
Well, I love coming back to Canoga.
I know.
We were so annoying.
Yeah.
I'm so glad they put up with us and showed their faith.
Yeah. But now we have to do that for the ones coming up now. Let's show our faith to them.
Well. It was fun.
We've asked a consistent question this morning. What does faith look like? Now, it could be remembering stories from when we went to children's camp. It could be when you taught a Sunday school class. It could be when you shared your faith with a stranger. What does faith look like? That's a question we with the underground church. What does faith look like? What does faith look like? Because so many times this world, the things that we face in this world will knock us around. And we wonder, how will we make it through? This next song is called Oceans. And I know that many of you are familiar with it. You know the song. We want you to sing along with us. You're going to stay right where you are and sing from the pews. It's a powerful song of our faith. This is called Oceans.
Choices without borders, and you walk upon.
Parker.
Would you like some crackers or water?
How much do they cost?
They don't cost anything. This is just our church trying to do something nice.
Oh, I would take a water and some crackers, please.
There you go. So, how's your day been going?
Well, it's been a day. My grandma, she's been in the hospital. I'm having a lot of car troubles, so gotta take the bus.
Well, would you like me to pray for you?
Yeah.
Okay. Dear God, thank you for my new friend Parker, and please help his grandma to get better and help him know that he's special in your eyes. And thank you for letting me pray for him and spend time with him. Amen.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Let's get back on the bus, but if you pass out those crackers of water, we are running low. Crackers of water, let's do this thing. We gotta get back to the bus around 4. Oh boy, 7:30. We gotta get back.
What does faith look like? For me, I believe it can be summed up all in one word. Faith looks like love. Any way you look at it, whether it's the underground churches, trips to the bus station, or teaching younger kids about your own faith, the core of it all is the love that Jesus taught us. The passage of scripture I'm going to be looking at today is 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 7. The NIV translation reads, "Love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud. It does not dishonor others, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, and always perseveres." In this passage, Paul is writing to the Corinthians, explaining to them the true nature of love, as Jesus showed us. I believe that in each of the skits that we perform today, you see the very elements of love in how faith was depicted in those skits. At the time of Paul's writing, the church in Corinth was a disaster. One look at it, and you couldn't see faith anywhere. The leaders of the church were there solely for self-promotion. The congregation took part in all sorts of immoral behaviors, all because they thought that they were better than they really were. And Paul is trying to show them what their faith should actually look like. Today, in a world where so many churches and individuals face the same things that the Corinthians did then, knowing what love looks like is one of the most important parts in being able to show our faith so that others may see what faith looks like through us. Verse 6, love does not delight in evil, but rejoices in the truth. Take a look at the underground churches. With all the evil and the chaos surrounding them, they remained faithful. They rejoiced with the truth. Through all of the persecution and the constant threat of being arrested or worse, verse 7 says, it always protects, always trusts, always hopes, and always perseveres. The New Living Translation says it like this: love never gives up, never loses faith, is always hopeful, and endures through every circumstance. This is what faith looks like. Take it over to the bus station. Love is patient. It takes a great deal of patience sometimes when you're working with people, especially when you're talking to strangers who may be kind of skeptical about what you're doing there anyway. By being patient with them, we show faith to them and to those around us. Love is kind. One of the simplest ways to show our faith when speaking to others in places like the bus station is simply being kind to them. You know, offering them water, crackers, or prayer. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. At the bus station, we don't go around putting other people down because they're taking the bus. We aren't there talking about ourselves. We're there spreading the love of Christ, and there's no room for bragging or pride or rudeness like you could see in the church of Corinthians. It is not self-seeking. We don't go to the bus station to make ourselves look better, like, oh, look, we're good Christians. We went to the bus station the other day. We did some nice things for people. We gave them water and crackers. We prayed for them. What did you do? No, it's not like that. It's not about us or what we do. It's about showing people the love of Christ, not only by what we're doing for them, but how we do it. And the love that we show them in how we do it. That is what faith looks like. Lastly, the skit about the youth interacting with the younger kids. We're called as Christians to share our faith, to share this love with everyone. And who better to start with than the next generation of our very own church? The interaction we have with other people, no matter what age, not only helps them grow in their faith, but also personally helps us grow closer to God and strengthens our own faith. There's no better way to show our faith to others than to show them the love that Jesus showed us in our own words and actions. So in all the ways that you can picture what faith looks like, at the center of it all is love. Faith looks like love. So I ask each of you, what does faith look like for you? Are you like those in the church in Corinth? Would people be surprised to learn that you're a Christian just based on your actions alone? The challenge for us all should be to go out and show our faith by showing them the love of Jesus.
Do you see why I love what I do? To watch our young people challenge us, as they have so clearly done this morning. We started preparations for this service about 6 weeks ago. As you might imagine, it's a little difficult to corral and focus and get them moving. But as the process moved on, and we answered the question, what does faith look like? You see the answers on behind me. You see the answers here in worship today. Yesterday, I had opportunity to, this Friday and Saturday, I was at Merchant's Mill Pond in the eastern part of the state doing family camping. If you want to know, I was an hour east of Ahoskie. That's how far away I was. I was almost in the Atlantic Ocean. As I was driving home last night, it was, if you're ever driving west when the sun's going down, it's plain annoying, right? Because you can't see for the sun. The sun blocks out everything else. This morning, the sun has blocked out everything else. Jesus has been clearly seen in these young people this morning. He has been clearly seen in their message. From Matthew's scripture reading and message to the skits. But it would be for nothing if it did not change you. If you and I left here unchanged because of the challenge of the question, what does faith look like? It will have been for nothing. Jesus is shining clearly today. And he's looking right into your eyes and right into your heart. What does he want you to see? What does faith look like? As we answer this question, the youth have one final answer for us. And it's during this final song that we'll be singing together. Now, the words, again, will be in your bulletin, will be on the screen. We'll ask U-Turn to come on forward and to get ready for our song. As they come forward and as they prepare for our last reminder of what does faith look like, I'm going to ask you that question yourself. Will you pray with me? Thank you for this day, the challenge that you have given to us. What does faith look like? Father, it's been a challenge for us all to be reminded that true faith is the faith that Jesus showed at the cross. So as we come to worship you, to finish our time together, may you have your way with us. In Jesus' name. Amen. Will you stand with us?
Sin washed white, I owe all to you.
surrender my life. I'm in awe of you. I'm in awe of you. Wear your love red and red. Have my sin washed white. I owe all to you. I owe all to you. I owe all to you. I owe all to you.
Folks, this is what faith looks like. It's the cross. That's the beginning and the end. That's where we come to receive love, to receive forgiveness, to receive salvation. Only through the name of Christ. It's at the cross. Thankful for this church. I'm thankful for the opportunity we have to lead in worship. And we pray that God spoke to you this day. Everybody's got their pictures. I'm going to let them put your arms down. Put your arms down. Oh, just a couple of, don't go anywhere. They want to look, they still want to look at you. Just a couple of announcements. We are having College Parkers this coming Thursday. Make sure that y'all come to that. Also, big deal this afternoon at 5 o'clock, our children are just going to continue this good day by leading us tonight at 5 in Smith Hall. Please come back for that. That's going to be a lot of fun. And Mary's waving at me. See, I'm getting announcements from every part of the sanctuary. Did you see that? No Bible study. Roger Jones's funeral is tomorrow at 1, and so there will be no Bible study. And because of that, we need to turn the sanctuary back and put everything back, move sound equipment. So any youth who are still standing, and yes, you're all, except Morgan, y'all are still standing, and any adults that can kind of help us move equipment so that we can put the sanctuary back, please help us to do that. I know I'm hungry, and U-Turn's been here since 8, so we're going to make this fast. But we're very thankful for you guys, for College Park, and for the opportunity to minister to our teenagers. And I'm going to invite Owen to come stand with me. Come on, buddy. Owen was an intimidating soldier earlier in the service. Were y'all intimidated by Owen and Logan? Yeah, he's a teddy bear. He's a teddy bear. He's going to have our closing prayer.
In closing, let us pray. Lord, thank you for this day and a church family that allows youth to lead worship. Thank you for all our prayer partners, parents, and leadership that have helped us in this service. Let us be youth that live by example of you in conduct, love, faith, and purity. Be with us as we go through this week, and let others see you in us. Amen.